From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Donald Trump stunned lawmakers in a White House meeting on immigration Thursday when he reportedly used a vulgarity to refer to El Salvador, Haiti, and African nations. The remarks drew swift international condemnation. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville.
These are shocking and shameful comments from the President of the United States. I'm sorry, but there's no other word one can use but racist. You cannot dismiss entire countries and continents as whose entire populations, who are not white, are therefore not welcome.
In a Friday morning tweet, Trump denied using profanity. In other American immigration news, President Trump on Friday rejected a bipartisan immigration plan proposed by a group of senators that was meant to help undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, saying it did not properly fund his long-touted wall along the southern border with Mexico, calling it a step backward. Chancellor Angela Merkel said her conservatives reached a breakthrough deal on Friday with Germany's second-biggest party, the Social Democrats, toward building a new coalition government. In their joint blueprint, the three parties agreed on key political outlines, including joining EU partner France in a push to strengthen and reform the Eurozone, limiting the influx of asylum seekers to Germany, and refraining from tax hikes. The negotiators hope to form a new government by April 1st. Rescuers off the northwestern coast of Venezuela are searching the Caribbean for survivors after a boat filled with Venezuelan migrants sank on its way to the island of Curaçao. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Justice has assembled a team of prosecutors to investigate drug trafficking and money laundering allegations involving the Iranian-backed terrorist group Hezbollah. The investigators will reportedly look into claims not pursued by the previous administration. Launched in 2008, investigations revealed that Hezbollah was involved in shipping cocaine to the United States and laundering money by buying used cars in America and exporting them to Africa. Politico magazine reported that the scheme evolved into a billion-dollar criminal network and that the Obama White House blocked requests for further investigations and prosecutions while it was negotiating a nuclear deal with Iran. Pakistan's army chief says that he received a phone call from the head of U.S. Central Command, General Joseph Vogel, offering assurances that the United States would not unilaterally hit targets inside Pakistan. Friday's statement from General Kumar Javed Bajwa says Vogel also reiterated Washington's concern about Afghans using Pakistan as a staging area for attacks inside Afghanistan. According to the statement, both generals spoke of the need for continued cooperation in the war on terror. More than two full days after mudslides ravaged the Californian coastal town of Montecito, the death toll has been put at 17 on Thursday, with more than 40 others still accounted for. Bill Brown is sheriff of Santa Barbara County.
All of the victims are from Montecito, and they range in age from as young as 3 years to a high of 89 years. There are four juveniles on the list. There are mothers, fathers, grandfathers, siblings, and the list goes on and on.
Multiple local, state, and federal agencies are assisting residents after heavy rains triggered mudslides on hills stripped of trees and vegetation by last month's wildfires. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled his planned trip to London, where he had been expected to open the new $1 billion American embassy, avoiding protests promised by political opponents. Trump explained his decision on a tweet close to midnight Thursday, saying the trip to London was off because he's not a fan of the Obama administration having sold perhaps the best-located and finest embassy in London, calling it a bad deal. The U.S. Embassy website says the American government purchased the site for the new embassy in 2008, before President Barack Obama took office. The old building was sold in 2009. The British press report that Trump is said to be unhappy about the lack of ceremony surrounding his trip and the fact that he would not have been able to meet the Queen. I'm Steve Karish, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.